Nolte, CNN ratings plummet -78% to below 500,000 viewers. By John Nolte on January 24, 2022. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that encourages violence and spreads conspiracy theories, has seen its viewership drop -78% to below 500,000 viewers. When compared to last year, CNN lost 78% of its total day viewers and 81% of primetime viewers during the week of January 10. By comparison, Fox News lost just 8% of total day viewers and 18% of primetime viewers. Left-wing MSNBC also lost a ton of viewers, but not as many as CNN. In total day, MSNBC saw a drop of 62%. The MSNBC drop during primetime was 56%. How bad are things at GNLAL? Well, over at Fox News, Tucker Carlson currently averages more viewers in the 18 to 54 advertiser coveted age range than CNN does throughout its entire broadcast day. A total of 544,000 demo viewers tune in to watch Carlson, while CNN averaged only 482,000 total viewers throughout the day. Here are the raw numbers for the week of January 10. Total day, total viewers, demo viewers. Fox News, 1,452,232,000. MSNBC, 690,000 to 75,000. GNLAL, 482,000 to 99,000. CNN's primetime implosion is almost as startling. Primetime, total viewers, demo viewers. Fox News, 2,291,346,000. MSNBC, 1,248,142,000. GNLAL, 597,000 to 132,000. Although it's hitting astonishing lows when compared to last year, CNN is even losing viewers by double digits compared to the previous week. The fake news outlet lost 15% of its primetime viewers and 12% of its total day viewers. Late last week, podcast superstar Joe Rogan ripped into CNN and properly diagnosed their problem. Basically, no one wants to watch smug liars be smug liars. Watch the clip below. Partial transcript, CNN has to know they've destroyed their business. They have no credibility left. The recent story about CNN's 90% drop in the ratings compared to last year, they want to say it's because of scandals. Two more people that got busted being pedophiles that were on their staff, which is fucking wild. But most people don't know that, though, most people aren't even aware of it. It's not just that CNN's programming sucks, but it's preposterous. It's also the smugness in which they disseminate propaganda. People know that they're full of shit, and they're doing it with a smugness and it turns people off. It would turn people off even if they were accurate. One of the things they were talking about was shaming people. Whether or not we should start shaming people for not following the public health guidelines that have changed over and over again. That have proven over and over again to be wrong. What are you fucking saying? You're on the news and you're talking about shaming people? It's fascinating watching CNN try to end its death spiral by doubling down on what normal people hate so much about them, which is the smug lies, the hate, the Fox News bashing. But it's not working. In its desperation to hold on to far-left viewers, CNN is chasing them away, probably to MSNBC. And why not? MSNBC's hosts are more likable, and the production values are better. The other thing is that even leftists don't want to be lied to. For anyone at all interested in what's really happening in the world, CNN is totally unreliable. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.